Chapter 3, One Piece Flow. The following weeks were like a religious retreat for me, an immersion into a new way of thinking. After my introduction to the power of eliminating waste and the concept of continuous improvement, I was introduced to the idea of One Piece Flow, or making one product at a time. This concept is about as counterintuitive as it can get to the modern American mind. For the past century, our culture has been steeped in the manufacturing economy that relies on mass production. We live in the era of bigger is better. Supersize me. And if something is good, more is better, right? FastCap was no exception. We operated our shop floor in a mass production, big batch mode of thinking, which is exactly the opposite of One Piece Flow. At FastCap, we produce large batches of products regardless of how many orders we had from customers, because we believed we were saving time and money. As it turned out, we were creating more work and mountains of waste using the batch production model. We produce one of our products, called the Laser Jam, in a batch of 100. By our own calculations, it took about 45 minutes to produce each Laser Jam. A batch of 100 took us about 75 work hours to complete from beginning to end. By producing them in batches of 100, we thought we were saving time, ensuring that we always had the product on hand to fill orders as they came in. When Brad and John suggested we start making these one at a time and only made on an order-by-order basis, I thought they were out of their minds. I believe my actual words were, "No, that will never work." There's some saying about teaching an old dog new tricks that comes to mind right now. The manufacturing environment I had created required enormous amounts of space dedicated towards making this product. Making them in batches of 100 meant that we needed to accommodate 100 Laser Jams for each step of the process. For starters, we needed enough workbench space to hold 100 Laser Jams at a time. This created a very spread out situation that required transportation resources to move the Laser Jam from one part of the plant to another. The batch production process was consuming our space, equipment, and personnel resources and money. I looked at this as a necessary evil in exchange for efficiency. Making 100 at a time made the most sense to me. In humble compliance to Brad and John's recommendation, we started making one Laser Jam at a time. By any experienced manufacturer's first glance, this process would be too tedious and time-consuming to make sense. I was eager to show these so-called experts what a futile process this was going to be. I was humoring them, or so I thought. They spent the first week rearranging everything we did into small U-shaped manufacturing cells. My company started to look like some Asian revolution had invaded, and I was the victim. Remember how much confidence I had in my great company and my manufacturing ability? Well, it was nothing short of humiliating watching these young, inexperienced kids rearrange almost everything about our company, stripping our shop floor to the most fundamental components. It was like somebody saying, "Paul, your baby's ugly." We'll take it from here. So much for my young hip company. What do you think happened? Once again, my eyes were open to the magic of lean thinking. Using One Piece Flow, each Laser Jam was produced from beginning to end by one person, who was able to visually inspect the whole process as he or she assembled it. This one-at-a-time process allowed us to catch mistakes as they were happening. Perhaps a hole was off-center, or maybe a knob was not screwed on correctly. Whatever the mistake, we were able to catch it during the production process for each Laser Jam, rather than at the end of the batch. Fixing one defective Laser Jam is easy. Having to fix 100 defective Laser Jams at the end of a batch is a disaster. Improvements like these had a transformative ripple effect as well. Not only did we see each product getting produced with more personalized care, attention, and very few mistakes, if any, but the rest of the process began to go more smoothly as well. Filling the orders, loading, shipping, billing, and the back and forth cash flow associated with this process was immediately simplified. Rather than having 100 laser jams to store, inventory and track, we had zero because each laser jam was produced to fill an order. It was produced, packaged, boxed, shipped, and paid for. This also meant that we weren't spending money producing something that hadn't been sold. We had a lot less inventory and labor hours sitting on the shelf. Imagine that. A good visual is to imagine all the finished goods as though they were heads of lettuce wilting by the hour. One Piece Flow simplified and improved every other part of the manufacturing process. The lean thinking was beginning to make sense to me in a really counterintuitive way. The one thing, make a batch and waste will be everywhere. Or make one, make it right, and waste will magically disappear. A couple videos I want you to consider for this chapter. Lean Fast Cap Style. This is one of our most famous ones. It's pretty long, about 20 minutes, but it really goes through the process of taking a process and reducing it down to just a few seconds from like 45 seconds. People love it. And Megan did a great job, and all the other employees who were in this video did a great job as well. Lean Batchwork versus One Piece Flow is another great one. And Lean Cutter Change. This kind of shows how quickly we're able to change dies in and out of our machine because of our lean thinking.